My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins, and today we're going to talk about the stock market. And the stock market is bleeding and burning. It's getting kind of ugly, but I'm going to give you some insights and hopes. And also, if you stick around to the end of the podcast, I will give you guys my stock pick of the week, a stock that I believe is going to do very well long term. So get comfortable, buckle up a seatbelt. We're going to get started on the Black Financial Channel right now. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Black Financial Channel. That's theblackfinancialchannel.com. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. I'm your friendly neighborhood finance professor. On the Black Financial Channel, we talk about Black wealth and Black economics every day, sometimes as much as 10 times a day under one condition. The condition is that we are Black first. Black first means we put our community at the top of our priority list. The B1 Nation means that we are going to educate our kids. It means we break generational curses. It means we build wealth. We teach wealth. We learn wealth. We become obsessed with ownership and power. We understand that Black wealth is Black power. So if you agree with that philosophy, everybody type B1 in the chat, either B1 or type Black wealth in the chat. Let's talk Black wealth, because let me explain something to you about the stock market. Right now, you are in the middle of what can only be described as just a bloody, bloody investing session right now. I mean, you are just in the middle of an economic mess. There's no two ways about it. There's no way to kind of sweet talk it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to make it sound better than it is. It is a mess. It's ugly. It's very ugly. I mean, if you're worried about even more market crashes and declines and everything else, yeah, that is a concern. If you're worried about some sort of deep economic recession that could become something worse, yeah, that's a possibility. All these things are happening right now. This is a messy, messy, messy market. In fact, give me a yes in the chat if you have been feeling some economic blood as of late. Give me a yes in the chat. And also, y'all on TikTok, let me know. Yeah, give me a yes in the chat if you're just sick and tired of watching your stocks go down every day and it's a pain in the butt. And it's very hurtful, and it's driving you crazy, and it's stressing you out, and it's making you nuts, and you don't know what to do. Give me a yes in the chat if it's bothering you. All right. And by the way, I'm on TikTok, and so my TikTok is Boyce Watkins. Just look me up on TikTok. Feel free to follow me there. So that's the bad news. That's the reality. Right? We're going to start with the reality. The reality is that the market is going down. Today, the market went down another 600 points. And that's after it went down a few hundred points yesterday and a few hundred points the day before that. So each day is down, 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 down. It's hard to watch this. It's not fun. It's not fun. But here's the good news. Here's the other side of that story that I really want you to understand. Times like this is when wealth is made. Wealth is not made during times of prosperity. That's when people already have wealth and the rich get richer. And then poor people come along toward the end of the end of everything. And then they lose money because you're coming in after everyone's already made their money. It's like trying to move to a neighborhood that's already been gentrified. No, you don't move to a gentrified neighborhood after it's been gentrified. You move there before it gets gentrified so that you can ride the wave of wealth that occurs when property values accelerate. You don't come and buy the expensive property. You sell the expensive property. You buy the cheap property. Buy low, sell high. That's the fundamental rule of wealth. Do you understand what I'm saying? Give me a yes if you understand what I'm saying. So basically with this market, you're really seeing what is a tremendous buying opportunity. You're really seeing an opportunity for you to come in here and buy some great companies at a really good cost that are going to make you and your family very wealthy and make your family a lot of money over the next several years. Extremely important to understand. In fact, stick around to the end of the podcast. I'll give you a stock that I really like right now that I really am completely convinced is going to do well. If it doesn't do well, then believe me, I'm in there with you. I'm in the boat with you. If the boat sinks, I'm in the boat with you. So I'll talk to you guys about that toward the end. Before I move on, I'd like to ask you, could you please do me a favor? Hit the thumbs up button. Thumbs up, share, subscribe. We're building independent Black media on this platform. We could really use your help. So when you subscribe, that gives us more reach. We reach a million of our people every week teaching economics and financial intelligence and everything else. So hit the subscribe button. Also hit the thumbs up button if you have not done that yet. So let me give you kind of the backdrop in terms of what's going on and why it is a little bit confusing. Basically, the stock market is dropping because everyone's trying to figure out how aggressive the Federal Reserve plans to be with their battle against inflation. The battle against inflation is a lot like chemotherapy. Chemotherapy, the goal of chemotherapy is to kill the cancerous cells. The problem with chemotherapy is that there's a lot of collateral damage that occurs when you're trying to aggressively kill the cells. So when you have a late stage cancer, and my heart goes out to any of you who've ever saw somebody you love go down with cancer, my beloved grandmother, who's actually on the wall behind me, our Black Business School Panthers named Felicia after my grandmother, who's the first person to teach me about economics. Cancer sucks. And when you have late stage cancer and you have to aggressively treat the cancer, that increases the likelihood that you're going to damage the body or even kill the person. So the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jay Powell, right now, really, to some extent, some would say that it's due to his own mistakes in the past, is now fighting a late stage economic cancer called inflation. So in order to fight this late stage cancer, he is hiking interest rates. That's how you fight inflation. You keep hiking interest rates because you're really slowing down the economy. When the economy moves slower, prices go down. When there's a lot of unemployment, wages go down. That reduces inflation. When the economy slows down, prices of goods go down, right? So ultimately, Jay Powell is trying to fight this late stage economic cancer with highly aggressive economic chemotherapy. And what people are worried about now is that because he's so determined to fight the late stage economic cancer called inflation, that he might actually kill the body. You had a roaring economy. Your economy for the last decade has been out of this world. Even right now, the United States stands alone relative to China and Europe and Russia and South America. The United States stands alone right now in terms of having just a roaringly strong economy. It's still resilient. And one of the problems, the reason I think this inflation thing happened was because even when the economy was strong and we didn't need the Fed to lower interest rates, they kept doing it anyway. They even when we didn't need them to pump up the money supply, they kept doing it anyway. It's like when you take your baby to the doctor and the doctor says your baby's healthy and you say, well, let me give them some medicine anyway. Well, what's going to happen? Is that going to make your baby healthier? Is that going to help your baby or hurt the baby? If you're giving your baby antibiotics and the baby don't need antibiotics, well, then what does that mean? Well, that means that when the baby really gets sick and needs antibiotics, the antibiotics are not going to work. Why? Well, because you were giving him medicine when he wasn't even sick. So now that he's sick, the medicine don't work. So the Fed was giving the economy economic medicine when it did not need any medicine. The economy was doing extremely well. We were doing really well. The pandemic, we were making tons of money. Some of y'all have businesses that were doing better during the pandemic than you were doing before the pandemic. So now the chickens are coming home to roost. Now the inflation that many experts, including myself, were talking about during the pandemic, we were saying, if you keep on putting this money in the economy, you're going to have an inflation problem. You're going to have an inflation problem. You're going to have an inflation problem. Jay Powell stuck to this idea. Jay Powell, the chairman of the Fed, stuck to this idea that inflation was transitory. Transitory meaning short term, that it was going to go away. It was going to be gone. No big deal. Nothing to see here. Well, now you're seeing that they were wrong. And now that they're wrong, they're trying to play catch up. Now that little tumor that little mole that they thought wasn't cancerous, and you kept saying, hey, there might be some cancer there. You might want to get some treatment. They're like, oh, that's not cancer. That's just a beauty mark. That's not cancer. Now it's late stage cancer. Now you need aggressive chemotherapy to go fix it. So the reason that your stocks are bleeding, the reason some of y'all felt like you lost money, that's what they call the wealth effect. That's a psychological effect that occurs when you watch the value of your 401k go down, you feel poor. When you see the value of your stock portfolio go down, you feel poor, right? Even though it's an unrealized loss, you feel poor. Well, the reason you're feeling that wealth effect and the sadness that comes with losing money is because the Fed has gotten super aggressive with the interest rates. Nobody knows if they're at a point where they're killing a fly with a sledgehammer. A lot of the effects of all these rate hikes are going to be felt 9-10 months in the future. So there's a lot of uncertainty out here. And when there's uncertainty, people get scared. In addition to that, because they're hiking up interest rates, the value of really safe alternative investments like money market funds, those rates have gone up. So if you don't like any of this, if this scares you, it's okay to evacuate the building a little bit, because now instead of getting nothing, like damn near 0% return on a money market, you can actually get, 3 or 4%, right? So some people are moving their money away from stocks because of that. And that's not completely done. That's probably going to continue to push prices down further. So don't think that this is over. The pain, I believe it's going to end. I believe at some point the market will catch back up to where it was before it started to decline, and it's going to go beyond that point. just be clear, it may take 5 years for that to happen. That's not out of the question. This is not something where it's like, well, any day now. No, you might be waiting for quite a while. All right. And this is where the real investors show up and the fake investors exit the building. So if you're a fake investor, you might as well go. But if you're a real investor, type the word real in the chat. If you are a real investor, type real. If you're in it for the long haul, type real in the chat. If you're really ready for what is about to happen, if you're really ready to wait, type the word real in chat. I want to say this because I really want you to understand what's happening so that you'll be prepared and you'll be ready. Now, do me a favor. Hit the thumbs up button. Also, thumbs up, share, subscribe. Also, in the Dr. Boyce Prime program, which you're welcome to go check out at drboyceprime.com, I brought in my wife, who is a therapist, to actually help with financial therapy, to kind of help deal with financial anxiety that can occur when you're watching your money drop or you're worried because you quit your job and now you're starting your business, things like that. She does financial therapy with the students in the Prime program. Also, in the Prime program, one of the things that I do is I show them how to make money during times like this by selling stock options. One of the ways I've been weathering the storm is that literally I'm not an optimist about this market all the time, but I want to be positioned for whenever the turnaround occurs. But until that time occurs, I'm really big on selling stock options. So if you want to learn how to generate consistent income from your portfolio by selling stock options, that's one thing that we do in the Prime program. So drboyceprime.com is where you can go. You feel free to go take a look. Okay, so let me just hit you with a couple more points and then I'll give you my stock pick of the week. So generally speaking, what they're waiting for is they're waiting for something to break. A lot of people believe that Jay Powell is going to just keep hammering away. Jay Powell, the chairman of the Fed, is going to keep hammering away at the market until something breaks. When it breaks, that's when something may change. Some people think that when bad employment numbers come out, like the unemployment rate right now is pretty good. If some numbers come out to show that unemployment is starting to go up, then they think maybe Jay may change the direction of the ship a little bit. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think he's going to keep going. He's going to stay the course, et cetera. But some people are waiting on that. So some things that might drive the market higher could be perhaps a reversal in the growth rate of inflation. Inflation is going up and up and up. So if the numbers come out and they're good and everyone's like, oh, we're turning the corner on inflation, well, that's where you might see a rally. Don't get too excited, though, because you could be running into a bear market rally. A bear market rally is when you have an otherwise bad situation where you have a couple of good days, like a bad relationship where y'all gonna break up, you ain't gonna make it, but you have a couple of good days and they give you hope and make you think that maybe that he's changed for the better. He ain't changed. He's still a dog. She's still gonna get on your nerves. You need to go ahead and bounce out. So ultimately, the bear market rallies are not something to get excited about long term. However, a bear market rally could be a chance to do some economic housekeeping. That might be a time where you pull some money off the table and reallocate some funds to money markets or to real estate or something that's something else you want to do. Or maybe that's the time to go ahead and buy some put options. Puts protect the bottom of your portfolio. If you own puts, puts go up in value as the market goes down. So if you believe that this market decline is going to continue, which I think it very well could, well, put options are a great way to take advantage of that, but you don't want to live off of put options, but they can actually work. Okay, so that's pretty much the big thing that's going on right now. I don't have much else to say right now. The stocks that I like now, actually, I'll give you two stocks. I mentioned one stock pick of the week. I'll give you two. One is General Mills. That's one that I think is going to do well because right now with the economy possibly going down and us possibly heading toward recession, people are turning toward consumer staple stocks. Consumer staples like cereal and soup are things that do well even if the economy is doing badly. So General Mills is a stock that I like. Another stock that I like is NVIDIA. NVDA is the ticker symbol. NVIDIA is a longer term play, but I do believe that when the world gets back to its senses and people stop losing our minds, that NVIDIA is going to be one of those high-flying stocks that's going to do really well long-term. Now, I want to remind everybody a couple things. One, don't forget that sometimes there are fake versions of my accounts. Like I have fake people on TikTok and fake people on Facebook, et cetera, that will message you. That is not me. I don't message and say inbox me or hey, call me on WhatsApp. So I just want to warn everybody about that. Also, I want to let everybody know that we are just 3 weeks away from the All Black National Convention. The All Black National Convention is the premier gathering of all of the B1 people across the world who believe in Black love. If you believe in Black love, it's the place for you. If you believe in Black power, it's the place for you. If you believe in Black wealth, that is the place for you. And the All Black National Convention attracts thousands of people from all over the globe every year. And we get together and we learn and we network and we grow and we teach and we make each other better. So if that's your thing, if you fit the description, then feel free to go to allblacknationalconvention.com. Or actually, if you just go to my website, boycewatkins.com, you can actually find the passes and the tickets. I'll put my URL on the screen right there. There we go. Boycewatkins.com. So feel free to go there if you'd like to join us. We're going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, October 28th through the 30th. And I'd love to see you guys there. My wife is doing speed dating. We're going to have our spades tournament like we did last year. But also in addition to that, we're going to do a lot of learning on crypto, investing, things like that. Also, panels on politics, relationships, everything in between. So feel free to join us for the party of the year at the All Black National Convention's boycewatkins.com. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. So I hope you guys have a great day. God bless you. Thank you for listening. I'll check back in with you a little bit later if anything interesting happens. And also this morning, my wife and I did a Pillow Talk podcast. My wife, you know, she's a therapist. And we have a podcast called Pillow Talk with Dr. Boyce and Dr. Alicia Watkins. And this morning we talked about this poor brother with the Boston Celtics, who actually just got suspended for sleeping with a coworker. And that led to a conversation about the economic implications of sleeping with people that you work with. And I don't know what y'all's opinions are on this, but I'm just going to tell you the truth. I'm not one who believes that he should have been fired or suspended. He's a great coach. And yeah, maybe he exercised poor judgment. Maybe he's a dirty dog. But at the same time, I think that it's kind of unrealistic to think that everybody's going to want to tell HR who they're sleeping with, right? So we had a good, healthy debate about that today. You can go to boysandaliciatv.com if you'd like to hear our point of view on some of that. All right, guys, so I'm out of here. Please have a wonderful day. God bless you. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care now. Peace.